Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. Here we are ready to start today's edition with daily news, followed by Mongolian poetry break. We've started a new bi-weekly series called Mongolian Overview, which briefly introduces Mongolia in the fields of economy, politics, education, health, mining, small and medium enterprises, and etc. In this sixth edition of new series, we'll talk about Mongolia's health sector. So stay tuned. Here is the news. Food production sector to receive state support. President of Mongolia, Khursuh, is working in the country's farming region and holding meetings with representatives of entities in the farming sector. Mongolia currently imports about 40% of its vegetables, which amounts to about 70,000 tons. Therefore, in aims of fully meeting domestic demands for the 19 types of main food products and accelerating the development of animal husbandry and farming in the country, the President of Mongolia recently initiated a national movement on food supply and safety. In the framework of his working trip, the president became acquainted with the operations of Mongolian Green Farmer LLC. Established in 2015, the company's main operations include storage, sales, and rental services alongside the sales of meat, meat products, and vegetables. Equipped with fully automated technology and equipment, the company's warehouse has a capacity to store 1,500 tons of meat and frozen products and 1,500 tons of fruits and vegetables. It's being planned to construct a warehouse with a capacity of 45,000 tons in Ulaanbaatar City, introduced the company's executive director. During the visit, the CEO of the Mongolian Warehouse Trade Association also noted the necessity of long-term loans with low interest rates for entities that run warehouse operations. At the end of the meeting, President of Mongolia, Khursuh, expressed that the state will provide comprehensive support for the sector's operations. Mechanism needed for monitoring 1 billion trees national movement results. Yesterday, on May 17th, Chief of Staff of the President's Office held a meeting with World Bank specialists led by the bank's Regional Director for East Asia and Pacific. At the meeting, the sides exchanged views on expanding cooperation with the World Bank in the framework of the national movements 1 billion trees and food supply and safety initiated by the President of Mongolia. The chief of staff expressed gratitude to the side of the World Bank for initiating consultative services and cooperating in developing the strategy and roadmap for the 1 billion trees national movement. During the meeting, they then held an extensive discussion on technical assistance, introduction of practices, and other types of support that could be provided by the World Bank in building the capacity of Mongolia's forestry sector and developing agroforestry. The World Bank Regional Director for East Asia and Pacific noted that the bank fully supports the objectives that have been set for the 1 billion trees national movement. Underlining that the successful implementation of the 1 billion trees movement would increase the absorption of greenhouse gases in Mongolia alongside reducing its emission, the regional director highlighted the importance of introducing the appropriate mechanism for monitoring the results of the national movement. He then informed that the objectives that have been set by the President of Mongolia for the issue concerning food supply and safety will be reflected in the projects and programs being planned for the sector in Mongolia. The two sides agreed to focus on carrying out effective cooperative works and introducing a mechanism to assess its results, fully utilizing available resources and opportunities. Book Festival to be organized on May 20th to 22nd. The 31st National Book Festival with the motto, Let's Read More, will be held under the auspices of a speaker of the State Great Hall at the Suwater Square from May 20th to 22nd. With the aim of promoting reading, the book festival brings together a large number of book lovers, authors, publishing houses, and artists for various book-related online and offline activities, such as author talks, discussions, performances, book signings, meet the author events, book exchange and book launching events, and workshops, so on. Furthermore, Montsoma News Agency, which publishes weekly papers in Mongolian, English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese languages, as well as the Homumbichuk newspaper in traditional Mongolian script and Mongolia Today magazine in English, will be taking part in the book festival to display its works to the public. Hungarian Cultural Days begin. Cultural Days of Hungary, which is being co-organized by the Tourism Department of the capital city and the Embassy of Hungary, was opened at Shangri-La Mall in Ulaanbaatar City. The event will feature a presentation of Hungarian education, culture, science, food and cosmetics aside from a Rubik's Cube show. Moreover, artists from Hungary will perform traditional folk song and dance. In addition, the Hungarian feature film titled Bet on Revenge will be presented at Urgo Cinema in the Shangri-La Mall. The opening ceremony was attended by Ambassador of Hungary, Director General of the Institute for Hungarian Studies, and Head of the Capital City Tourism Department. Right, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a Mongolian poetry break.
Have you ever interested in Mongolian poems? This is Mongolian Poetry Breaks. It tells modern Mongolian poetry.
Although we have different mother tongues and come from different countries and cultures, we share one large heart for poetry.
We have a common home named globe. Poetry is a special way of looking at the world.
Please enjoy the moment. Arthur Gaitiv Tivigmit's poem, Bright Monument. On the top of Dyson Hill stands a worthy monument, with its pedestal firm and elevated, like our heroic comrades' feet and will. If I say in reality, the monument is on the hill called Dyson, I can say in a poem, it's on the highest mountain. The star upon its very top seems to me as if in the heavens, and its beaming light illuminates me in my home. My country and people dedicated this monument to those brave soldiers of Falcon's Heart, who fought and saved our motherland from the ruthless enemy's hand. This deathless monument represents many fathers' good sons. Though we can't count all their names, we remember them as noble Russian soldiers. Flame-like flowers of our virgin steppe, we present to this lasting monument, and the gentle wind of our sacred land gives its breath to this monument. My kind-hearted folk respect it with sincerity, and the sweetest rainwater enhances its marble color. Towards the heart of my Ulaanbaatar gazes this impressive monument, and up in the green, green field, it's seen from every part. This eternal monument occupies even a child's thoughts. This eternal monument stimulates a poet's writing. This inspiring and everlasting monument on the top of Dyson will always be lit by the light of dawn.
Welcome back. This is Voice of Mongolian English. As we mentioned above, in this edition, we'll talk about Mongolia's health sector, which is the sixth edition of the new series. So stay tuned. Mongolia is located in the heart of Central Asia. The country has over 3 million citizens. Administratively, Mongolia is divided into 21 provinces, and the capital city, Ulaanbaatar, which is further divided into 330 sub-provinces and 9 districts. One-third of the population live in rural areas with a traditional semi-nomadic lifestyle. The current healthcare system in Mongolia was developed in 1921 under the strong, centrally planned Soviet Union model, with healthcare services fully financed by general government revenues. In the early 1990s, with the collapse of the Soviet Union and democratic changes in Mongolia, this health system was not self-sustaining. Therefore, financing reform with the adoption of the health insurance law in 1993 introduced social health insurance as part of a larger social security system. By 2019, over 90% of the population was covered by social health insurance. Currently, the healthcare service system in Mongolia is characterized by the two levels of services, primary and referral level, and is organized according to the administrative divisions. There are four sources of revenue for the health sector: state budget, health insurance fund, out-of-pocket payments, and international aid and loans. As observed with other emerging economies, Mongolia has experienced an epidemiological transition resulting in significantly improved health. Namely, average life expectancy at birth has increased, and maternal and neonatal deaths and under 5 mortality have substantially decreased. According to different analyses, the life expectancy at birth in Mongolia has gradually increased since 1995 and reached roughly 64 years for men and nearly 73 for women in 2019. the improvement in access to and the quality for health care, hygiene, living condition, and the successful implementation of various national policies and programs likely contributed to the observed increase of average life expectancy in Mongolia. Now, please receive an interview that introduced the health sector of Mongolia.
In today's program, we invited Batoyer, who is advisor to the Minister of Health. Thank you for accepting the invitation to our Voice of Mongolia for an interview.
Thank you. We are very happy to present today health sector of Mongolia's success and challenge.
Let's start the interview by asking about the primitive mission of the Minister of Health of Mongolia.
So we have a new government which is established in 2020, and new government's agenda and agenda plan was drafted in August 2020. So based on this plan, we have our working plan, and we're doing all our best to implement this plan.
All of us have understood that the health sector is the most vital unit during a pandemic. Today, Mongolians have left a difficult period relatively. Thus, please provide a brief info about the current situation on COVID-19 pandemic in my country.
So Mongolia's fight against COVID was a little bit different. We were able to actually halt COVID breakout in 2020 because we managed to close our border in early stage. I mean, January 2020, so we were able to keep without any case until end of 2020. This led us actually to have our vaccination start. With vaccination starting by March of 2020, we were able to give to our citizens better choice. For example, Mongolians were able to choose Chinese-made Sinopharm or Russian-made Sputnik or American-made Pfizer. So this gave us very good opportunity for our citizens to have better choice. And also we had very good support from Japan and from USA and from many other countries. By mid-July of 2020, we were also able to start our booster program. This means we were able to boost our vaccination, plus same time we managed to open our economy. So by end of July, Mongolia had no restriction and the business is freely to open. However, we still have the cases. So we decided to live actually with the COVID virus, and we were able to actually manage our cases. Mm-hmm. And same time, our government was also working hard to supply and to fund the health system. And based on data, by end of 2020, Mongolia's COVID mortality per 1 million population was 580. So this is actually four times lower than USA, UK or France. So this shows that our boost vaccination plus our strategy to live with the virus, to adapt new life, was actually correct. Our tactic was that to deliver free antiviral treatment package to every citizen. So since April 2021, the Mongolian government funded this project that everybody who tested positive were able to receive free antiviral package. It includes antiviral treatment, also vitamins and some other drugs. And secondly, one of main our tactics was that to have enough beds and to receive not only patients who were critically ill, we were also hospitalizing those patients who were actually develop a critically ill symptom. So based on this, we found that almost 25% of all COVID patients were hospitalized. This gave us actually a very good result of the prevention of the mortality. We all know that many developing countries and many rich countries were only hospitalizing only those critically ill. Again, by early 2022, we had Omicron case. However, Omicron case and Omicron's next wave, Omicron BA2 wave actually were very actually, it wasn't actually difficult for Mongolia because we had very strong vaccination program. Even the March, April, May of 2021, Mongolia's cases were actually under 100. So this shows that our long-term program was actually well-planned and good strategic program.
Now, let's direct our talk to general items of the sector. What policy and plan are you focusing on right now?
So main priority of actually Minister of Health is actually how to reduce morbidity, mortality of the main causes of the our population. So in terms of the morbidity and mortality, actually cancer and heart disease and digestive disease and respiratory system disease ranks on top. So main priority is actually we started a very big screening program. So it's also actually new government's political agenda to do screening. So within the last 2 years, even though we had with COVID, the preparation was well taken place. And so far we established actually in 13 IMAX screening centers and 4 districts out of 9 districts. And 14 provinces out of 21 provinces already established screening centers. These early screening centers are equipped with the latest modern X-ray, ultrasound equipments, and many other equipments, each worth around more than $500,000 worth equipments. And all the centers, some of them were newly built and some of them actually refurbished, and staff were trained. So within the last 2 years, all these jobs were done. And on 1st of May of 2021, Mongolia's long-awaited screening program started. So far, more than 30,000 people taken place. So all the people aged from 0 to 17 and 18 to 31, from 31 to 35, 35 to 61, and 61 over. And this age group has different screening packages, and they receive free screening if they pay their health insurance. And if they have detected any disease, they will be treated. And this screening program will actually detect many above mentioned top morbidity and mortality, the causes or disease will be early detected and treated. And we believe this will give us very good opportunity to improve quality of life Mongolians and improve early detection.
Mongolia is implementing a new recovery policy. What works are you performing and the frames of this policy?
So, as I mentioned earlier, Ministry of Health and jointly with the government have this program, Economic New Recovery Program. And we already opened our border by early February of 2021. Mongolia do not have any COVID restriction. We do not require from visitors any testing or any paper regarding COVID. This means many tourists could visit Mongolia. And we also plan to do decrease number of Mongolians who travel abroad for treatment, because we hugely invested not only on screening centers of the Ministry of Health Mongolia, also the many Mongolian hospitals received huge investment, and they received many expensive health equipments so that they can detect and treat many patients who normally go abroad for treatment.
I'd like to ask big national projects and programs relating to this vital sector.
Last year, we received more than $50 million worth investment from government, and we procured many equipments, which were not able to procure health sector within the last 10 years. This gave us good opportunity to hugely invest in each provinces to have many medical equipment, such as ultrasound, X-ray, and equipments. For example, we call it angiography, also computer tomography, and MRI equipments. After this investment, many Mongolian people who normally travel from the provinces, from countries at Ulaanbaatar for diagnosis, they are no longer needed to travel Ulaanbaatar, because many provinces now are able to have diagnosis using these equipments. So many provinces receive these expensive and latest medical diagnostic tools. And also we supplied them with many modern surgery equipments, which needed in provinces. So this also gave for us opportunity that many countryside citizens and nomadic people not only can be diagnosed in provinces, they also can be treated in their local province hospitals because of supply of this latest multi-million dollar worth diagnostic equipments and surgery equipments, such as endoscopy surgery equipments, gave this opportunity for us.
From the first of this month, the national big program started to implement.
Its health screening program started from 1st of May of this year. As mentioned, we prepared for 2 years. So we procured all needed equipments, and also we refurbished or built diagnostic centers. And it's all funded by health insurance scheme. And also from January of 2021, Mongolian health sector actually started new era. By new era, it's actually new financing. Until 1st January of 2021, Mongolian hospital were receiving only budgets. They will receive funding based on performance. This means quality of the care service will improve.
The new experience and achievement are connected to foreign relations, international cooperation, and other partnership. Please give us this sort of info.
So we also very closely work with our international partners. We work very closely with the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and many other organizations. For example, we recently working with the Japanese Society of Transplantation and Cellular Treatment, so that we could actually start doing in Mongolia the blood marrow transplantation. This means many Mongolian patients do not need to travel abroad for this treatment. Mm-hmm. It can be done in Mongolia. We're also sending many of our doctors actually abroad to Korea and many other countries to be trained. We're also very closely working with Japanese JICA, Korean COICO, American USAID, and many other partners to train our doctors.
Okay. The last question, please share recent achievements in Mongolian health sector, except for above-mentioned information.
Our health sector achieving many achievements. For example, we have a certain disease which actually could not treat in Mongolia. So we're working so hard that this list of the disease which we could not treat in Mongolia decrease. So we're doing certain projects to start doing, as I mentioned below, this allotransplantation or blood marrow transplantation, and also many other diseases soon will be treated in Mongolia, and mm-hmm. many other diseases can be treated locally. Not only the Ulaanbaatar city, capital doctors' capacity and skills, also the doctors who based in countryside. So we also implementing project that peer learning project. This means actually Ulaanbaatar's doctors have to travel to a countryside province hospitals so that joint training has to take place. Mm-hmm. Also we set up a certain platform so that in provinces doctors can do diagnosis or treatment with support of the Ulaanbaatar-based doctors. So each province has agreement with the Ulaanbaatar's, the biggest hospitals, so that they have a collaboration. And we are very optimistic that our health sector will largely improve within a few years.
In today's program, we've talked about Mongolia's health sector with Batoir, who is advisor to the Minister of Health. Thank you.
We also would like to thank our listeners, and we wish you all the best and the best health for your life.
Right, the talk came to you in new bi-weekly series named Mongolian Overview. The series will be aired on Wednesday every 2 weeks and will tell about Mongolia in the fields of economy, politics, education, health, mining, small and medium enterprises, and etc. Thank you for listening to us, and goodbye until we talk to you later.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye.